Hello and welcome to the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vinny Masana. Today we're filming live from One More Rep with special guest Cornell Warrick. He's a trainer over at One More Rep. We're going to touch on a number of topics regarding training with athletes, and we feel it's a good time to do it now with the season underway. And a lot of people get very confused over how their off-season workouts should differ from their in-season training workouts, and I thought that Cornell would be the perfect guest to have on. So first of all, thank you for your time, and how's the season treating you so far?
Everything's going pretty well. My athletes are doing really well. I'm excited to, you know, see how they do this postseason, see what kind of awards they end up with, because, you know, they put the good amount of work in during the off season. So
that's always got to be the most rewarding part too, right? You live and die with the training, and then the results is really what, you know, is that icing on the cake, where you, that vindication, right, that everything is going according to plan.
For sure, definitely.
Yeah. So for starters, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and One More Rep?
Yeah. So I'm a Long Island guy. You know, I'm from Massapequa. I went to Amityville High School. I played football in high school and college. Also, I played a lot of lacrosse growing up. Always been into working out. You know, went the D1 route to Wagner, didn't like it too much, ended up going to SUNY Cortland. Mm-hmm. Best decision of my life, you know, playing up there at Cortland. Got my degree in kinesiology, and always wanted to be around athletics and, you know, work with athletes. So I kind of landed in the perfect spot. You know, here at One More Rep, you know, we have a plethora of different athletes we work with. You know, we have 25 to 30 yards of turf that we utilize. We have a full strength area. We have 6 to 7 coaches on staff at all times. So
it's a great just to place interject to, the turf really takes it to another level, because I mean, growing up, you know, you can go to a gym, you can have a great trainer, but you really can't simulate that unless you are outside, and as we know in the Northeast, you can't always do that year round. So does that get good feedback from the guys that you train?
Oh, of course, definitely. Like when I was growing up, we definitely didn't have, like you just said, anywhere inside that we can, you know, utilize turf and, you know, mm-hmm. get some sprint work in, or, you know, a little bit of cardio base work in. So the turf is actually huge. It's a nice game changer that we have here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see your athletes have great success. How do you get them to buy in mentally to that level of commitment that it takes to come here regularly?
You know, what it really takes is once they start seeing a little bit of gains, I guess you can say, mm-hmm. not to be cliche or anything, but once they start to see this, like the work that they put in and happen, and to see themselves get better, it becomes like infectious. They just want to continue to be here. They want to continue to work harder. Mm-hmm. Once they see, you know, they're throwing the ball a little bit faster, their 60 time got a little bit better, you know, and once you get that and they see, hey, this guy is really, you know, invested in me as an athlete, and he really cares about, you know, how well I do and how much I can succeed.
And also their peers too, probably, right? If they're training here with either a teammate or maybe somebody, if it's a case of, you know, Farmingdale Massapequa rivalry is big, if they see that they're here all the time, that probably plays a part in it too, right? It helps seeing getting that immediate feedback.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely. The guys definitely push each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely have a group of what I would say, you know, elite baseball players who come in. Mm-hmm. And they all know each other. They're all friendly. They all look. We have a board in the stadium that has our stadium maxes, and they're always looking at it. They're always trying to, you know, mm-hmm. outdo each other. So it's a good competition that keeps everyone moving, everything going.
Absolutely. The board is huge, because that's what, you know, the proof is in the pudding there. There's no that kind of is a great equalizer. Anybody can say what they did before they got here, or, you know, what their goals are, but that gives you that immediate feedback, I think. So what would you say is the key to seeing improvements during training?
You know, just being consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistency is the absolute number one thing when it comes to working out. Unfortunately, you lose it 2 times as fast as you gain it. You know, so if you take 1 week off, you know, you can really detour yourself big time. So mm-hmm. when you're in the off season, in season, whatever it is, stay consistent with whatever program you're in. Don't just I know we get tired. I know there's other things going on, but if you really want to perfect your craft, you got to be here. You got to be here and be willing to put the work in.
Mm-hmm. And now let's say it's the end of the year, you know, Halloween or the week after, and the baseball players, their season are winding down. What does a typical off-season regimen look like? Does it differ from the beginning versus the end? What is that progression kind of like, especially if you're, let's say we're talking about a pitcher maybe?
Yeah, so when it comes to off-season work, I'm big on getting bigger, stronger, faster. Those are the three biggest components that we really try to hone in on. Mm-hmm. So when we first get started, we'll test you out. We'll see what your, you know, what your max squat might be, what your max hex bar deadlift might be. We'll do like a your 10-yard splits here in the turf, different stuff along those lines. And from there, we go to just put a, together a game plan to make all of those things better. You know, if you build a better overall athlete, more times than not, that person will be able to perform better on whatever sports field they're on, right? So when it comes to a pitcher, to be a little bit more specific, you definitely want to, like I said before, you know, build the overall strength. And then we focus on a lot of rotational power and a lot of firing, you mm-hmm. know, firing the upper body. You know, like, when you pitch, you got to transfer your power from lower half through your core, mm-hmm. through your arms, through that ball to make it go nice and fast. So we like to, you know, really work on those transitions as well and make sure, you know, you're nice and explosive.
Mm-hmm. So now the off season's over, season starts. How does in-season training differ from the off season?
So off season, you're really trying to improve on everything, right? You're trying to get as much power as possible. You want to get as strong as possible. Now, when you're in season, if you were to train that same exact way, you know, and then play on top of it, you might break down a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. But we don't want to break down. What we want to do is just be able to maintain that what we gained during our off season, right? What we gained during our off season. So the workout might not be as intense, but we still want to challenge ourselves accordingly. We want to make sure that if we were able to, you know, deadlift 315 in the off season, you know, we want to be able to maintain that throughout the season, so we're not losing any power. Because mm-hmm. You don't want to start off the season strong and then die by, you know, playoff time or yeah. championship time, right? You want to be just as strong as you were week one, as you were week 10 or week 12 or week 14. So mm-hmm. It's just about maintenance work when it comes to in season work.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest misconceptions, at least when I was growing up, that it was going to be a deterrent if you were working out during the season. A lot of people used to say, oh, no, you shouldn't lift during the season or yep. something like that. Definitely. Now, would you say that that is, you know, kind of proven to be false over the years, that you should continue to maintain that?
Yeah, you gotta continue to work on that body. You yeah. can't just let it go to waste, you know, because you're breaking down your muscle all the time when you're playing. What are you going to do to regenerate? What are you going to do to, you know, maintain your strength? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be sluggish by the last week of the season.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, you know, overdo it in the season. But definitely get your lifts in.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Have any of your athletes seen major improvements during this past off season?
Yeah, we saw some real crazy numbers this past off season.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my varsity guys actually jumped in their main three lifts big time. I had a Max Frank squat 425 this off season.
Yeah, the Lindenhurst catcher.
Yeah, yep. I had Max Frank squat 425 this off season. Nick DelVecchio up into the 400s for his deadlift. Yep. JJ Palumbo up into the 400s for his deadlift. We got, you know, speaking about JJ again, his 60 time drop big time, you mm-hmm. know, definitely. Cristiano Tufano, shortstop over at Babylon.
Oh yeah, undefeated Babylon right now.
Exactly. His power yeah. has took off this offseason, you know, and now he's doing really well in season. It transferred really nicely. It was really pretty cool to see.
Yeah, that's got to be such a great feeling for you, is getting that text from guys, you know, I went 3-for-4, 4-for-4, team one, undefeated, or you follow, I mean, not just because I'm here, but you follow some accounts that might show who the top undefeated teams are on Long Island.
Definitely.
So off the top of your head, who are some of the athletes that you work with at the high school level locally? And I know you mentioned those three. Those are, you know, a couple good players right there.
Right.
So.
Well, I had a chance to work with Massapequa's varsity team this offseason, and yep. Those guys work hard. You know,
yeah.
they have a reputation to mm-hmm. uphold, and I think they really want to make sure that they aren't the first team to lose the county.
yeah,
in, what, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah, they won five straight years, which is just remarkable. Right. I mean, I can't even remember when they did not win.
Yeah, exactly. So having those guys in was a pleasure. You know, Eric Paulson, I trained him individually for just going on my third year now.
Mm-hmm.
Great kid. His numbers have jumped. He was already a plus player.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the other guys that I named, AJ Barty,
yep.
another guy who's in.
Oh nice yeah, strong. Incredible! He's had two straight seasons batting 500,
right.
And he's only a junior now.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
He over at Plain Edge this year, I know he put one real far out of the park.
Oh, you know? Yeah. That was impressive to see. I'm glad I got the video of that, because if someone would have tried to describe that, I don't know if it would have did it justice. Right, that's definitely one of those things that, you know, it would have got turned into like an urban legend, like, yeah, oh, rolled 500 sure. feet. Sure. Yep. But, yeah, those are some big-time athletes. Who are some of the coaches over here that you have other than yourself?
Yeah, so we have Angelo Solomon. He's actually the strength and condition, one of the strength and conditioning coaches over at Adolphi. Mm. You know, so he real technical, really knows his stuff. We have Travis Volpe. He's currently track and field coach over at Malloy. So once again, another guy who knows his stuff. We have obviously myself. We have Jason Rosati. He is, I want to say, a purple belt in jiu-jitsu. He's good with all kinds of core work and all that kind of stuff as well. You know, all kinds of rotational. You know, you need that with almost every sport, and especially in baseball. Mm-hmm. We have Devin Collar, excuse me, another young man who, you know, really pays attention to the smallest details. The athletes mm-hmm. love him. You know, he works with a lot of the younger baseball guys. So the New York Longhorns, who are a really good organization. Dodger Nation, another really good organization. Merrick Mayhem, those guys.
Yeah,
he's done really good work with all of those.
Two of the good programs. It's got to be so important to start this at a younger age, too, right? Because yeah. I remember, you know, growing up, that a lot of people right before like their senior year or their junior year, all of a sudden would be like, ah, I got to get in the gym, or I got to get a trainer, I got to get a hitting coach, pitching coach, and they would think that you can just like, you know, snap your fingers and you just do magic. But and kids are coming here consistently from 10U, 11U, 12U. Yeah. I mean, that has to be the guys that ultimately have the most success, right? When they're committed from that younger age.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I have a lot of my older guys, they always say, man, I wish I met you in ninth grade year, you know, mm-hmm. I'll be so much better now. Like, true, but we gotta work with what we got now.
Yeah.
You know? But definitely I have a couple guys who are seventh, eighth graders who I've been working with for 2 or 3 years now. When they get to the high school level, mm-hmm. they're going to be absolute monsters for
sure. Yeah, and the biggest thing is they're not making bad habits, right? Like, exactly. It's not like you have to come in and undo years of negative negative results. Like, you are the one that's kind of like molding them into who they're going to be at that point. So,
yeah, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, especially for high-end athletes too. Like, they already have like that prerequisite skill, and then you put, you know, good work ethic and fundamentals on top of that, and that's a good combination. So lastly, what's some advice you have for players or parents who are looking to get stronger and don't really know where to start?
So this is something that I really try to hone in with parents and with, you know, athletes of all ages. You know, don't just go by what you see on Instagram or social media or Twitter. You know, get yourself, I know not everyone has the funds to go get the most expensive coach out there, but get yourself some type of guidance. Mm-hmm. Someone who actually, you know, has studied fitness, because it is a science to it. Mm-hmm. You know, don't just go into the gym and just wing it. You know, give yourself some type of guidance, give yourself some type of program, and then whatever type of program you're into, please stick with it. The consistency is the most important thing. I can't mm-hmm. express that enough, you know. Like I said, with me, we're tailored to be better baseball players, because that's what we are. But if you're just becoming a better overall athlete in general, mm-hmm. you'll be better at your sport. You'll be better at performing whatever you need to perform, right? So mm-hmm. Just focus on being an overall better athlete. We're not bodybuilders. We don't need to do the buys and tries and the chest and
yeah.
When I don't even I
the glamour muscles
exactly. Huh? That's not how we're here to lift. We're here to be, you know, as explosive as possible, as fast as possible. You know, good athletic strength. Mm-hmm. Stability, all that kind of stuff. So I would just say, get a program, you know, get someone you trust, someone who you feel like, you know, is knowledgeable in the field, because like I said, it is science. Mm-hmm. People forget that, you know, fitness is science, and then just really, really stick with it.
Yeah, and you mentioned being better athletes in general. I think you're seeing more of an emphasis in the last couple of years over people trying to be multi-sport athletes, yeah. Where for a little while, maybe the last 10 years, it seemed like it was getting a little bit too specific into like just one sport. People are pigeonholing themselves, like if they're just a baseball player or just a football player, just a lacrosse player. Now you're seeing some like multi-sport high-end athletes where they actually have an option to play what sport yeah. they want to play in college. But even if they're not at that level, where at least they're staying fresh and they're not just, you know, trying to throw a baseball as hard as they can, 12 months out of the year. Do you see value in, you know, even if you don't have a future of, you know, being a multi-sport athlete, where it can't all be Bo Jackson, but if somebody is, you know, going to play basketball in the winter or track and field or, you know, soccer in the fall or something like that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We call it cross-training or, or cross-working out. You know, I think it's excellent for the body in general. Mm-hmm. You know, is it takes – you're still working out, right? But it takes some of the that force pressure off of some muscles that you might use all the time. Like, you're hitting the, you're throwing a baseball all the time, you know, obviously it's putting a lot of pressure on the shoulder, on the elbow, on the upper back, all that kind of stuff. You know, you take baseball season off, you go play some AAU basketball, you're still getting your workout on, you know, you're staying in great shape, you know, getting some good cardio in, and then the cross training is good for your overall stability of the body and overall, this overall body strength and just your mechanics, you know, overall body mechanics, which is huge.
Awesome. Yeah. So how can our audience get in touch with you or One More Rep?
So you guys could give us a call here at One More Rep. You guys could also email. You guys can Google us at One More Rep.
Social media.
Social media. Yeah, we're here on. We definitely have Facebook and we're huge on Instagram. Yep. Yeah, we give a lot of shout outs and post our athletes all the time on Instagram.
At One More Rep on Instagram for you guys.
One More Rep on Instagram. Correct. Yep.
Awesome. Cornell, thank you very much for your time and looking forward to tracking the progress of some of your players as the season winds down and gets into the playoffs.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.